Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Over 90% of teachers have to pay for their own supplies, books, decorations, in some cases food for their kids. And that's why we started again. The Burt Show's Clear My Wish List.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show Clear My Wish List.
So it was yesterday that you guys helped Carly Shaw. She is in her first year of teaching, and she's freaking out! She's teaching the fourth grade at Lyman Hall Elementary in Gainesville, and she received all of your gifts yesterday by clearing her wish list, and she wanted to thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carly, and I was chosen yesterday to be the teacher of the day with a Teacher Clear Wish List by The Burt Show, and I just wanted to come here and thank everyone who bought something for me from my teacher wish list. I am so extremely grateful for any and everything that was bought. I'm also extremely grateful for The Burt Show for giving me this opportunity and for Nicole Cruz for nominating me. Things like this never happened to me, so I am still so excited that I was chosen. As a first-year teacher, I'm coming into this and with not a lot of stuff like most veteran teachers have from their years of experience. So thanks to y'all, I am coming into the school year with so much more than I could have ever asked for my students. It made me feel extremely blessed that I was given this opportunity, and I cannot wait for my 20 students to have one of the best rooms in the school thanks to everyone who bought me stuff from my wish list. Thank you all so much.
As a first-year teacher, she had a pretty extensive wish list, so there still are a few items on there for you to purchase and help her out if you can. But just so you know, Abby, the scented markers have been purchased.
Mr. Sketch lives another day.
Yes, he does.
So today it's Kristen Dawson. She is in Fort Wayne, part of our family on Hot 107.9. And she was teaching in private school, and I think this is her first year teaching in public, at Hendry Park Elementary in Angola, Indiana.
Hey, Burt Show fam. My name is Kristen Dawson. I've been teaching for 8 years now, and I've had some recent life changes. I could really use your help clearing my classroom wish list. I taught 7 years in third grade at a private school. When my father-in-law was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, my husband and I knew that we needed to make the move to be closer to him. So we picked up our lives, and I had to move schools. I took a job in a low-income area, very different from what I had grown accustomed to. This will be my second year teaching at Hendry Park in Angola, Indiana, and my first year in fourth grade. These kids and their life circumstances have really captured my heart and made me want to be a better teacher and human in general. I strive to make my classroom a place where everyone feels loved, safe, and comfortable, and a place where learning is a passion. I would love to be able to provide them with the things that would make their learning experience one they will always remember. On my list, you'll find items for our reward box, fidget toys to help with behaviors, curricular resources, writing tools, snacks for those kids who come in hungry in the morning, and so much more. All I really want is for these kids to leave my classroom a little bit smarter and a whole lot more compassionate, kind, and responsible humans than when they entered. I want them to be able to go out and make a positive impact on our world, and you can help make it possible. Thank you for all you do for our teachers. You are truly the best.
You guys are doing great with her list so far. I just scoped it out. Toothpaste has been purchased. The toothbrushes have been purchased. The deodorant has been purchased. All of the snacks have been purchased. However, Abby, the Mr. Sketch scented markers are still there.
Mr. Sketch is back.
Mr. Sketch, coming back. So if somebody wants to drop $14.19 to make sure her kids have scented markers, that would be great.
It's worth it. I can still smell the grape-scented marker now.
That was always the most potent one.
That was the best one.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, if this is the first time you're listening to this, we're not asking you to go on there and buy every item on the list individually. We're hoping if you buy one item, somebody else buys another item, then by the end of the day, we can call her and go, all these items have been taken care of, Kristen. So go ahead and check out that list. It's up at theburtshow.com, and it's all on all of our socials also. And if you know a teacher that could use some help, point them in the right direction to theburtshow.com. All right, don't judge yet, but he had to tell his wife, look, if you're going to travel with me, you're going to need to lose some weight.
Whoa.
All the details, though. Wait for it.
He writes, my friends have invited me to Japan to teach ESL, which if you're unfamiliar with ESL, is English as a second language, and I'm going to apply through the proper channels this upcoming fall. I meet and in fact exceed the qualifications, so I'm not worried about that, but I know Japan has a specific culture that looks down upon overweight people. I've already started to lose weight, 30 pounds down in 3 months in preparation, because I want to be accepted within what their society desires. My wife can come with me, and she can apply for a specific visa to live with me as a spouse while I work. I want her to come with me, and she wants to come with me, but I want to get her to lose weight with me, and I'm not sure if I'd be an a-hole for imposing a diet on me if, imposing a diet on her if she's to come with me. To give you an idea, I'm currently 240 pounds and 6 foot, and she is 260 pounds and 5'9". I want to tell her that if she can get to 200 pounds by Christmas, I'll let her go with me.
What? Oh, sorry.
I have some rare control of the situation because I need to sign off on paperwork to allow her to declare me as a spouse in her visa application.
Okay.
Would I be the a-hole for imposing a diet on my wife if she wants to travel with me?
So, on the count of three. One, two, three. A-hole.
Oh, for sure. Now, I was just in Japan, and as a tourist, I don't know what the cultural underbelly opinion is on people that are overweight. I do know that when I got off the plane in Japan, there wasn't a scale saying, hey, we can't let you in if you're overweight.
So in the comments on this Reddit thread, there were a lot of people piping up saying that it would be, in some areas of Japan, significant, and they would be treated differently because of weight. However, they are also, he later on says in the comments that he's white, and so they're like, but because you're white foreigners, you're going to be treated differently regardless.
They'll assume you're American.
Yeah. Well, so it went back and forth was like, yes, actually, the weight will make you be treated differently, and then back to, well, you're going to be treated differently regardless. You shouldn't have to worry about losing weight, but it would be harder to find clothes, and other people were chiming in saying, I've lived in different parts of Asia, it's hard to find clothes, or if I went into a store, they didn't know I could understand the language, and they'd say, fat American! Do we have any sizes?
Wow.
And so it's
really?
Just, yes. Well, they didn't know that the customer could understand them. This person had family there, so they grew up speaking the language. And then other people said in the comments as well, it's not an insult that to say someone is fat. It's literally a descriptor. And other people are like, oh no, if it's a stranger saying it, it's an insult. So it was really weirdly split in the comments.
So his responsibility isn't to get his wife on a diet to lose weight. His responsibility is to make sure to educate her on the culture and how they may be treated because of their weight. And then she can do with that information what she wants. And if you're only going to be there for a year, I mean, you're not going to have to be buying a lot of clothes. Like, you're going to pack what you need and then maybe get some things here or there. But like, he... You tell her about the culture, you educate her on the culture, and then you let her make a decision on her body and how she wants to handle it. You do not say, hey, babe, I'll let you go to Japan if you can lose 60 pounds by December.
And then when you get there, you just tell everybody that she's a female sumo wrestler.
they are highly regarded.
And they will, right? Who's going to argue with that?
Nobody.
Yes, Tommy.
You took my joke.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So are we saying that he's the a-hole?
Yeah, because my favorite line was, I have rare control of the situation because I need to sign off to allow her. Yeah, he's an a-hole. He's not having a conversation about, hey, maybe you want to do that to fit in. He's saying, I'll allow her to go if she loses 60 pounds.
Kristen nailed it. It's only one way to handle it. And if he doesn't handle it like that, he's the a-hole.
Abby?
Yeah, the fact that he thinks he has the right to give her permission to spend a year away from her or not, a-hole.
Yeah, bro, you're an a-hole.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.